When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
And it's another great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast around America, around the world. I want to tell everybody, I'm so glad you're here. Yes, you have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon you. You can't refuse it. You didn't seek it. You didn't choose it, but it's up to you to use it. You must suffer if you lose it. Give account if you abuse it. Oh, it's just a tiny little minute, but your eternities are wrapped up in it. So I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity. Today, we're going to talk to one of the greatest speakers, authors, and a internet sensation, over 300 million views of a speech he gave that has gone not just viral, global, but also the lessons you can learn from a third grade dropout and how it can transform your life. You do not want to miss this show. It will change your life. And you want to tell everybody you know to listen. Well, you know, you got that minute, God's minute, that I start every show with. And that was by Dr. Benjamin Mays, who was Martin Luther King Jr.'s mentor, who became my mentor, even though I never met him. One of the things about mentorship is you don't have to meet the person. You just have to be willing to learn from them, whichever way they offer their materials, whether it's books, audios, videos. I listened, I read, I watched any videos, and I became a mentee of Dr. Benjamin Mays. And that mentorship changed my life. And it's in almost all my books, something by him. And so we are grateful for God's minute. And then I take a moment, as you all know, I take a moment to give God some glory, to give him some praise, honor, and glory. I know that everybody doesn't believe like I believe. I know everybody doesn't worship like I worship. It's okay. I'm not trying to convert you. I'm just letting you know that I know where my blessings come from. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for strength. I'm grateful for the fact that I got family. I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for the wealth that he's given us. I'm grateful. And I don't want to take it for granted that I don't take a moment to be grateful. You know, in the scriptures, there's a story about these 10 guys who got blessed and only one of them came back and said, thank you. I'm not going to be one of them who don't say thankful. And look, there's something about gratitude. It's powerful. It's a tool that will change your life. So I just want to give God some glory and thank him. You remember what I say every week, folks, God's gift to you is life. Your gift to God is what you do with your life. Do something extraordinary. And then I want to thank our sponsor, Truist Financial, Truist Bank. I want to tell you about Truist Money and Mindset. The way you think and feel about money can affect your confidence and really your total well-being. That's especially true when life gets hard, gets real, throws challenges your way. So Money and Mindset from Truist gives you tips and tools to help you feel more financially prepared through the planned life moments and when life just happens. That sounds like a big deal because it is a big deal. So you can check out Money and Mindset by going to Truist.com. Money and Mindset, it's a program, it's a tool, it's an asset that you can get free at Truist.com to help you with your financial literacy and your financial success. Truist, when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Truist Financial. Well, my guest is not just a guest. He is a dear friend, actually, folks. He is someone I've known about and we've been friends for many years. His brother is a neighbor of mine. He is a USA Today, Amazon, Wall Street Journal bestselling author. His name is Dr. Rick Rigsby. He became an internet sensation when his speech on hope, produced by Goldcast, was viewed over 300 million times worldwide. It's even probably up to 500 million now. It is incredible. An internationally recognized speaker, preacher, communications expert with engagement spanning the globe. Audiences include Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies, service organizations, educational institutions, professional sports organizations, including the NFL and the PGA. He's a former award-winning journalist. He was a college professor, and a football character coach at Texas A&M University. But now people know him all over the world as the guy who teaches people the lessons from a third grade dropout. My dear friend, my brother, Dr. Rick Rigsby. Brother Rick, how are you, my man?
Willie, I am so excited to be with you. I love Dr. Willie Jolly. You know what I was thinking? We could go all over the world if you would introduce me, and then on the next night, I would just introduce you.
Come on now. You got a deal. I love that. I love
because
that.
Everything you said, I could simply say ditto. I hope your audience realizes what a treasure they have coming into their homes, into their offices, and into their vehicles when they have an opportunity to have just a moment with you. Ruth Graham was once interviewed, and a reporter said, how can Dr. Graham make an impact on his family being gone all the time? And she said, 5 minutes with Billy is better than a lot of time with most men. And that's wow. How I feel about you. You're an uplift. You're an encouragement. You are a voice of hope in a world that's gone crazy, and we need you. And yeah. I'm so honored that you're on the air on this platform, and more so, so glad that you're my friend.
We are friends, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. Well, I gave him the thumbnail sketch of who you are, but where'd you come from? I mean, you're coming from a California boy who now is in Texas, but there's been a process. So why don't you fill in some of the gaps, and then we're going to talk about the lessons from a third grade dropout that has made you an internet sensation.
I was introduced to you, Willie, by my brother. He'll always be Bobby to me, but now that he's a judge, he's the Honorable Robert Ray Rigsby. Bobby and I grew up in Vallejo, California. Vallejo is a suburb about 30 miles north of San Francisco. Our parents met in the 50s. I was born in 56. Bobby was born in 61. We were educated for the most part on the West Coast. Interesting story about my brother. My mom and dad couldn't afford to send him to law school. We were poor, but I didn't realize we were poor until I got to college. Come on. We were rich, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So Bobby joins the ROTC, and that eventually pays his way through law school. And he now is a retired colonel with the United States Army. I'm so, so proud of him. And I went a different path. After college, I was a television reporter in the 1970s and 1980s.
Wow.
And after about 10 years, I decided I wanted more. To save several paragraphs, went back to graduate school at the University of Oregon, got a master's and a PhD, master's at Chico State, PhD, University of Oregon, and decided where I wanted to teach. I wanted to stay in California, started at Fresno State, had offers to teach everywhere, but I chose Fresno State because my parents were aging. Fresno is only a hop, skip, and a jump from the Bay Area. And In the process, though, of making the transition from Vallejo, California, to being a professor, fell in love in college, married my college sweetheart, had a couple of children, and my life was just golden until one day. And you want me to share this one day?
Go ahead. Go ahead with the one day.
Oh, Lord. One day, Trina, who is a nurse, was a nurse and mother of my two children. Like I said, she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever met in my life. She finds a lump in her left breast. She found it when I was a professor at Fresno State. Imagine this. Now, we've gone through struggles and trials and tribulations, 6 years of graduate school. And fall of 1990, we finally had a paycheck. I remember my first paycheck as a college professor, I think was like $2,000. And I showed it to Trina and I said, "We're rich. We're rich." And, you know, the boys were little and I finally had a job and it was so exciting. 6 months later, she finds a lump in her breast, 1991, January, diagnosed with breast cancer. 6 years after that diagnosis, me and my two little boys walked up to mommy's casket. And for a long time, my heart didn't beat. If it wasn't for my faith, if it wasn't for the Lord that was on my side, not have made it. If it wasn't for those two little boys, Willie, let's just say I've been to some dark places. Two little boys brought me back. But guess whose voice on this earth kept me moving forward? The prayers of a godly mama and the wisdom of a third grade dropout. You see, all my life, Willie, I would hear my father share these lessons that we're going to get into in a few minutes. And I just didn't want to hear them. I wanted to watch the Three Stooges. I was a kid of the 60s.
Right.
Daddy, stop talking. All of a sudden, you hit some bumps in the road.
Yes.
All of a sudden, your world begins to shake. All of a sudden, you're in the middle of hell and high water, and mama ain't so dumb.
Right.
He ain't so stupid. And I leaned on those lessons. The most pivotal one occurred in a funeral home when my daddy, no education, a third grade dropout, responded in this form. Now, here's the scene. Come a little closer. I want you to hear this. I'm in a funeral home holding the hands of two little boys. Everyone is crying. And I look at my daddy and I said, "I've lost hope." This was 27 years ago, 1996. I was just 40 years old. Trina was 41.
Wow.
"Daddy, I've lost hope." And my daddy said these words. And I know this is for somebody in your audience right now, Willie, going through a storm. My daddy said, "Son, you can't lose something God gave you. You haven't lost hope. You've lost perspective. Now, son, just stand. Just stand."
Wow.
In a nutshell, Willie, I have been put back together by the purchased blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and infused with a message to share with the world. And that message is, as long as you're breathing, you've got hope. So why not stand?
Wow. Woo, woo. So folks, that's the filling in the blanks, but wait till you hear the rest of the lessons. Wait till you hear how his father, who had a third grade education, who was a man who didn't have a lot of money, made a great impact, not just on his two boys, one a PhD, world renowned speaker, author, and consultant, and the other a Army officer who also is now a judge, federal judge, a district judge, and well-regarded. He and his wife are two of the most powerful people in the nation's capital. How this father was able to raise these boys. I tell you a story, Ricky, that I always share with my children. I went to one day, my friend Richard Smallwood, who we all know, the great musician.
Sure.
His mama died, and I had never met his mother, but I went to the funeral, and when I left the funeral, I got in my car, and I called my son and my daughter, and I said, "Look, I want y'all to do me a favor. I want you to live a life so that when I come to die, that people will come to my funeral, who never met me, who never heard from me, who never knew of me, who never read a book, who never heard me on radio, never saw me on television, never heard any of my records, never heard anything I created, don't know me from Jack, but they came because of the children I produced. That's what I want. Would you do that for me? Would you live that kind of life for me, that people will come because of the life you live?
Yes.
That's my goal. And so that's what your daddy did with the two of you. He produced two high achievers. And so I want to tell people what he did, though. You got to read this book, folks. You got to know. It's so fantastic. It's incredible. So what we're going to do is take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the lessons from a third grade dropout that can change your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast. And for sure, your best is still yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me.
You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources. And then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast around America, around the world. And also, I want you to know that you can listen 24/7 on your favorite podcast delivery platform. Just go and check out the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show. I got the best and the brightest. Again, today I have one of the best and the brightest, Dr. Rick Rigsby, best-selling author, world-renowned speaker, preacher, communicator, as well as internet sensation. And I want you all to go to his website. He's going to give it to you. I also want you to go to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com. Watch the videos. We got free stuff for you there. We got music. We've got inspiration. If you want to be a speaker, there's information there. If you want to have a better marriage, we got our marriage site all at winwithwilly.com. You'll be glad you did. And we want you to join us on our marriage show every Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, A Jolly Marriage on Twitter, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live. And you can see our TED Talk on Jolly Marriage, where we talk about how to never, ever argue again in marriage. We've been married for going on 40 years, haven't had an argument in over 35 years. There's a reason, there's a secret, there's a system. And if you use it, it will work for you. Again, go to jollymarriage.com, watch the TED Talk, and then share it with others. Dr. Rick Rigsby, he is a sensation, but he's a sensation because he does it the right way. He has a viral video titled Lessons from a Third Grade Dropout. And people around the world have been sharing it. Also, I want you to tell us about Lionel Richie and Bob Johnson. So first of all, where can they reach you? When can they get the video? And then tell me about Lionel and Bob.
Sure. RickRigsby.com. That's the easiest, simple. That's our webpage, RickRigsby.com. You can watch this speech on any social platform, from YouTube to any of your favorites. It's all over the internet.
Great. And now tell me about this Lionel Richie and Bob Johnson connection, and how, for those who don't know, Bob Johnson, the founder of BET, America's first Black billionaire, and of course, Lionel Richie, the great artist and icon.
Love both of those men, and what a privilege. You know, it's interesting. I've been giving this speech about my dad for 30 years, and I happened to give this speech, Lessons from a Third Grade Dropout, I gave it on April. I was privileged to give it in April of 2017, where my dad was a cook. He was just a simple cook, but he was a cook at a college called California Maritime Academy. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the answer to your question kind of in a circuitous way.
Go ahead.
I gave this speech, and the only thing I was excited about was bringing our youngest son. My dad at the time, youngest grandson, who never met my dad, but I knew that Joshua Rigsby would hear the stories of his grandfather, Roger Rigsby, because I not only am coming to California Maritime Academy to offer the commencement address, but we're staying the weekend. And so all the old seamen, all of the invited guests, from the former captains all the way to former midshipmen, would be there. And true to form, my son heard tons and tons of stories. That was the big payoff for giving a speech on April the 14th, 2017, at California Maritime Academy about this cook who worked in what they used to call the mess hall. Mm. Now that has a fancy name, like the dining facility, but it was just the mess hall back then.
Right.
How he impacted me and my brother. Fast forward to October, several months later, on October 5th, 2017, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll never forget it. I'm talking to pastors that day. That evening, I'm relaxing. My wife calls me screaming. She's from Ohio. She's not given to exaggeration. She's pretty logical and linear. I thought somebody was in the house. She's going, hey, a speech you gave at California Maritime Academy has 1 million views. Now, stop. I had never received more than 2,000 views. Never. Any speech. By the time we got off the phone, Willie, 9 million. By the time I woke up the next morning, 25 million. By the time I got back, flew back from Tulsa to Dallas, flew back home, 50 million. Listen to this. I call my son, who's an attorney, and I said, son, daddy's done. 50 million people know my story. They know my story about my daddy telling me to just stand. They're not going to hire me. I'm done. The business is done. My son. Dad, I don't think you realize what's happening. You better get you a staff quickly in place to deal with, his words, this burgeoning portfolio.
Yes.
Establish the staff. The next thing you know, we're off to the races. In that speech, I referred to my first wife, Trina, as a brick house. Let's now fast forward to 2019. Lionel Richie's girlfriend, Lisa, who we just love, she's our hero. She's listening to the speech. She gives it to Lionel. Lionel, of course, hears Brick House. Right. He, Walter Clyde Orange, and the rest of the fellas that were in the Commodores wrote that song in the 70s, right?
Right.
Lionel hears that Brick House. He hears the speech. And on April 1st, 2019, our staff gets a call from somebody claiming to be Mr. Richie's manager. And as the phone call goes, they said, you know, Lionel, it was inducted into the Kennedy Center, and the Kennedy board is coming to Beverly Hills to have a meeting and dinner at Lionel's house. And Lionel could get anyone for entertainment. He could get Barbara Streisand, Stevie Wonder. He wants Dr. Rigsby to come and give that speech. My wife, Janet, thought it was a joke. It was April Fool. She almost hung up, but just kept listening. Turned out to be true. Now the manager is a friend. Now we go out there, and what we find out once we get out to Beverly Hills is that Lionel would like for Janet and I to come over to his place earlier than the dinner to get to know us. We met so many incredible people. Lionel could not have been kinder and more humble. I'm telling you, he was like talking to you, Willie, and we got to meet Bob Johnson. What an amazing man. He and his ex-wife, of course,
right,
gathered every resource they could, and against all odds started BET, the Black Entertainment Network.
Yep.
We got to go into his orbit. As a result, BET has been so gracious to me, giving me opportunities to speak.
Yes.
Especially Louis Carr, who is a phenomenal man.
Who was that? Say it again.
Louis Carr,
mm-hmm.
Their head of marketing and advertising, is just unbelievable. Well, anyway, that's how I got to know Lionel. That's how I got to know his sweetheart, Lisa, his manager. And that's how I got to know Bob Johnson. Just mentioning Rick House in a speech that I had given several years before Lionel ever.
One heard. More thing I want you to share. This book now has become a New York Times bestseller, a phenomenal book, Lessons from a Third Grade Dropout. But real quick, I want you to tell people not to give up when things don't look good, because there's something you shared with me offline. I want the people to hear about how God can change things. You just got to stay faithful and you got to stay focused and never give up. Tell us about the book and how it transformed from a dead book to a global bestseller.
I'll only share my story if you promise to share your Stephen Covey moment.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll make my time really brief because I want them to hear yours.
Okay.
I published the book in 2006. I'm excited because it's selling several thousand copies. It's not overwhelming the world. It's not on anybody's list, but it's selling.
Yes.
But because it doesn't reach 20,000, it's on HarperCollins dead list, which means
it's dead. Again, it's on what?
Dead list. It's not moving mountains.
In okay. HarperCollins dead list. Okay.
And by the way, HarperCollins is phenomenal. I mean, that was my first major opportunity. And so nothing against them. It just wasn't reaching the standard requirements, you know, for an overwhelming success. But we didn't mind. It was getting into the hands of people that we thought could use it. Here's the point. So published the book in 2006. It wasn't until my speech went viral on October the 5th, 2017, that the book becomes a bestseller. I want to encourage anybody listening where God has told you to write a book, just do it.
Just
write it. Let the consequences belong to Him. Obey God and leave the consequences to Him. I learned from this book situation, when God tells you to do something, Willie, do it.
Do go. It. Do, oh, go. It.
When God gives you an opportunity, order room service. Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Just obey God and leave the consequences to Him. Now it's your turn.
Well, real quick, I told Rick this aside. I was in Australia keynoting with Dr. Stephen Covey. We were doing a two-day event for the Australian Real Estate Conference, ARIC. And I wanted to have him write a foreword for my book or a testimonial. I went to his assistant. We were backstage and I said, would he write? She said, absolutely not. He's 50 million books. He doesn't do that anymore. No. I said, but no. And she shut it down. Well, that night I'm in the gym, I'm on the ride bicycle and I'm working out. Who walks in but Dr. Covey? And he sits next to me and we start talking. He tells me one story and another story. We learn we were both friends with Gladys Knight. We both been married. He had at that point about 50 years. I've been married about 25 years. Become good, just great conversation. And then I tell him about the book. He said, send it to me. Here's my private email. And a few months later, most incredible testimonial came out forward for the book, Attitude of Excellence. And he talks about, you go folks and check out Attitude of Excellence, read the forward from Dr. Stephen Covey. But here's the second part of that story is Dr. Covey said, by the way, my book, The Seven Habits, Highly Effective People, was dead. It was dead. The publishers had given up on it. Everybody had given up on it. It was a book that was not easy to read. And yet I thought it was going to be transformational. And those who did, but it just was dead. So I did something after a number of years. I took the book and I sent it to CEOs and said, I think this will help your people. The CEOs read it and bought hundreds of copies, thousands of copies, and told all their CEO friends. 50 million copies later is one of the greatest sales books of all times. Yes. Folks, it just goes to show you, you got to keep the faith. Just as Dr. Rick, if God tells you to do it, do it. And you got to stay faithful. Even when it looks glim and dim, stay in the process. Or as Dr. Rick Rigsby would say, stand. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. We'll be right back. And for sure, you know, your best is yet to come on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I want to ask you a big favor. Would you tell everybody you know to tune in, listen to the podcast, listen to the show, share it, be a blessing to others, because we want people to be inspired and uplifted and empowered and encouraged. And so many people are living lives of quiet desperation. They're desperate, but you can't hear it because they're hurting on the inside. But if you give them some uplift, something that will bless them, then they will start to do better because they feel better. So give them access to this show and also to the resources Dr. Rick Rigsby has on his site. And I also want to thank our sponsor, Truist Bank. Truist believes that better lives and communities begin with care. And that's why they say when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. And they are about well-being of the community, of the customers, and of the future. Now, they're really interested in improving your connection between your finances and your personal well-being. So they launched Money and Mindset. It's a unique online resource to help you build financial confidence and a healthier mindset around your money. I was on their podcast. It's awesome. And it's the real deal. One good takeaway I found that when you're on top of your finances, you can enjoy benefits beyond reaching goals. Think reducing overall stress or feeling greater reassurance, knowing that you're better prepared for a financial challenge should it come your way. And there's a Truest Money and Mindset podcast for all you podcast listeners looking for some real talk about money. It's called Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian. And you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. So I highly, highly recommend and encourage you to take time to jump on this great resource. Search Truest Money and Mindset online, or just go to your basic place where you get podcasts and you'll see Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian. You'll be glad you did. This is a tremendous asset. Well, my guest is the global. Now, he's globally a celebrity now. That's really what he is. And people all over the world, we were talking the other day and he was telling me all the different countries that he's been to speak and share this story about the lessons from a third grade dropout. This book, you want to get it. You want to get the book. You want to see the video. So let's talk about the book, Dr. Rick Rigsby. The lessons in the book, kindness, about service, about standing, about doing what you say, the integrity issue, the character issue. I mean, I read the book, couldn't put it down. Tell us about the book and lessons that people can use, and particularly in building themselves and their businesses.
I am so honored to. Bobby and I, my brother Bobby and I, we could recite these. We heard them all our lives. I'm going to share them in the order that they appear in the book. The first one was a big, they were all big, but this one was a big one for my father. And it's ironic too. He would say, son, don't judge. He would say, I've been all over the world. He was a cook on a training ship at California Maritime Academy, a simple cook. So, you know, he sailed the world 10 times over. He would say, son, I've been all over the world. I've seen good and bad in every shade. The moment you start to judge somebody is the moment you stop impacting them. And what's amazing to me and ironic to me is that this man was judged his whole life based on the color of his skin, but he rose above that.
Right.
And challenged us to not judge folks. My father would say, son, you'd rather be an hour early than a minute late. My dad had a breakfast shift at California Maritime Academy. He had to be at work at 5 a.m. The academy was only 10 minutes from our house. My mother said for 30 years, he left an hour early. One day she said, Daddy, why do you leave so early? He said, one of these days, one of my boys will be up and catch me in the act of excellence.
Woo!
What did you say, Aristotle? You are what you repeatedly do.
That's
therefore,
right.
Excellence ought to be a habit, not an act. Willie, I'm telling you, you can build your business on these. Number one, don't judge. Evaluate, yes. Absolutely. Judge, never. Evaluate, yes. Don't ever judge a person. We only have one judge.
That's
you know,
right.
In my 30 years of being in business, especially early on, was I prejudged folks too quickly and showed them the door. And I started to ask myself over the years, am I doing everything I can to coach them up? Some folks ought to be shown the door, but perhaps not as many as you think.
Mm.
Be careful about judging. Suspend that judgment. Number two, be early. Number three, son, be kind.
Mm.
Kind deeds are never lost.
Say that one more time. That's a great quote.
Be kind. He said this every day. Kind deeds are never lost.
Mm.
You know, Mother Teresa said, be kind to people, even if they're not kind to you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, Willie, you and I are the same age.
Yes.
Don't you remember that when we were kids, kindness was a value?
That's right.
Today, it's a commodity that we barter to get what we think we might need to appease the sensibilities of folks we don't even like.
Yes.
Remind your audience, kindness never goes out of style.
That's right.
Kindness never is placed on a shelf. Kindness doesn't have an expiration date. You know what I do for fun? I learned this from the great Tommy Lasorda. You remember Tommy Lasorda, the former Los Angeles Dodgers manager. Won a couple of World Series, right? We were flying from Dallas to Colorado Springs years ago to speak at the Air Force Academy. They'd have these character symposiums. I noticed something. He spoke to every single person that got on the plane and he smiled. Now keep this in mind. This was the early 2000s. Most of these folks had no idea who he was, but that didn't matter. He spoke to every single person. Guess what I do today, Willie? I fly probably just as much as you do.
Yes.
I speak, much to the consternation of any kids, grandkids, or wives that are on the plane with me. I speak to every person. In other words, I'm forcing a smile.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
It doesn't just change them. It changes the environment, especially in first class. Are you hearing what a brother's saying? And now, let me make this clear. Not everybody smiles back.
That's right.
Not everybody acknowledges. That's not the point. The point is, be kind. The next lesson.
Oh, let me take a moment there. Take a moment there. I got to give you this.
Come on.
About the giving it and the impact it has on not just them, but on you. On page number, let's see what page is this in your book. I don't have the page in front of me, but it says serotonin is a naturally occurring substance in the body that makes us feel more comfortable, peaceful, and even blissful. In fact, the role of most antidepressants is to stimulate the production of serotonin chemicals, helping to ease depression. Research has shown that a simple act of kindness directed toward another person improves the function of the immune system and stimulates the production of serotonin in both the recipient of the kindness and the person extending the kindness. Even more amazing is that persons observing the act of kindness have similar beneficial results.
Exactly.
So as I like to say, when you're kind to somebody, it's like putting perfume on them. And when you put perfume on somebody else, you can't help but get a little on yourself. Come on, somebody. Go ahead. Give me the next one, Rick Rigsby. Give me the next one.
I love you, Willie Jolly. My father would say, son, oh, this was a big one. Are you noticing a trend? Every one of them was a big one.
Big one. Son,
be a servant. He would say it to me this way. Make sure your servant's towel is bigger than your ego. Hey, here's one from that famous philosopher Anonymous, who once said, ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Can I say it?
Say it one more time.
Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Pride is the burden of a foolish person.
Yes.
You know, you'll never make an impact if it's all about you. We've all had bosses who have made it all about them. My father was saying, make sure your servant's towel is bigger than your ego. One quick illustration that I share when I'm speaking. I talk a great deal about the legendary UCLA basketball coach, John Wooden. I have read just about everything by and about him. I know you have as well.
Yep.
One of my favorite stories to support this point of serving. John Wooden, despite the 10 national championships, despite 7 in a row, he would be found during the week going into the custodian's closet, grabbing a broom, and sweeping his own gym floor. You want to grow your influence? Find your broom.
Wow.
Rick, why do you mention influence? I'm glad you asked. Without influence, all you are is a suit. All you are is a business card. All you are is a title. And in a shallow, superficial, entertainment-crazed culture, we have ceased growing our influence. Influence is inextricably connected to servanthood. Influence is powerful. What did you say, John Maxwell? Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Your ability to influence people within the sphere of your periphery determines your impact.
Wow.
My father would also say, son, now this isn't grammatically correct, but me and Bobby got it, trust me.
Yes.
He would say, son, if you're going to do a job, do it right.
Yeah.
Now I know it ought to be do it well, I could care less. I got it. Well, you know, back in the day, we didn't have a Briggs and Stratton 3.5 horsepower lawnmower. We had a push mower and a hoe. You know, one of them grass sickles.
That's right.
Yeah, we didn't have a power paint system. And it had better been done. I tell executives on Wall Street this. Did any of you have parents that would cry out the same refrain? Do it again. They all raise their hands. I said, they were training you for Wall Street.
Come on now.
Did any of you teachers have parents that would say, do it again? That's not good enough. They were training you for a life in education.
Right.
Bobby and I heard that every day. This ain't right. It didn't matter if we had a toothbrush scrubbing around the perimeter of the toilet. It had better been done right. I can't escape that work ethic today. And of course, the greatest lesson my father taught me was the lesson in the funeral home that combines perspective, that combines determination, and a relentless desire to not quit when he said, son, just stand.
Wow. Just stand. In the moment of your lowest, you got to stand.
Yeah. And Willie, can I just say this?
Yes.
There were additional simple lessons like how you do anything, son, is how you do everything.
Yes.
It's never wrong to do the right thing. And my mother and father had passion, and they taught me early in life, passion is not inextricably connected to the volume of your voice. The denotative definition of passion, intense feelings about something or someone. Let me tell you a quick story about passion.
Yes.
I will go and share this sometimes as the Lord leads. I have a friend that had a hunting dog, and the hunting dog probably should have been put down. It was riddled with arthritis. It would simply lay next to the owner as the owner would sit in his comfortable chair, and the dog wouldn't move all day long. But when the dog heard the click of the shotgun, his ears just stood at attention, his eyes bulged, and he beat his owner to the truck to go hunting.
Wow.
After the hunt, where the dog hunted just masterfully, the dog would return back and lay lethargically right next to the owner in on the floor. And here's the point of the story. Have you lost the click of the shotgun in your life? And what will it take for you to discover the click of the shotgun? What is it that causes you to wake up at 3:30 in the morning as excited as Willie Jolly?
Yes.
What causes you to wake up at 5:25 as excited as Rick Rigsby? Discover the click of the shotgun for your life. Without passion, here's the coaching point. Without passion, you'll never be great. You'll be good. You'll be pretty good, but you won't be great.
Come on.
Lessons from a third grade dropout.
Man, that is why I got Dr. Rick Rigsby on my show, folks. I'm telling you, we got more. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere because the best is still yet to come. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech. And I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know
that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire, and he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and will help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price, and the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show with my special guest, Dr. Rick Rigsby. Let me read a couple points from this book that I love. Another thing, a page where he says, here are the things his father drilled in him. And he kind of gave them to you just now. Son, if a man will lie to you, he'll steal from you. Son, always tell the truth. A lying tongue cannot be defended. Son, always do the right thing. Always. Son, if you tell a man you're going to do something, do it. Son, the only thing you own is your name. Protect its honor. Son, learn to do your best always, every day. Son, a good reputation is worth more than riches. Son, protect your reputation. Son, mean what you say and say what you mean. Son, always treat people with respect. Son, most of all, respect yourself and others will respect you. Son, never take anything that does not belong to you. Son, learn to close your mouth and listen. Son, love your family more than your job. Son, honor the Lord in everything you do.
My goodness.
Man, I love that, man. That spoke to me for a number of reasons, Rick, because it reminded me of some of the things my father used to say to me. My dad was a newspaper correspondent. He was one of the first African-American White House correspondents. He was the editor for the NMPA, the National News Press Association, now what used to be called the National Negro Press Association. He was a editor with the Pittsburgh Courier and the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Wall Street Journal and all of these different papers. And he would say to my brother and I, we were very similar stories. He'd say to us, guys, you got to have integrity. You got to have character. If you do what you do it, if you're going to do it right. If you say you're going to do something, do it and protect your name. You can lose money. You can lose a house, but don't let anybody take your good name. And you fight for that. And so these are lessons that you say in the book that this is something that we call the greatest generation was built on. There was in them. And now it's become comfortable. It's become passe to do just good enough to get by. Just let me make enough money to be comfortable and those kind of things. So, you know, you have done a great job in this book. Again, where can people get this book, Rick?
Just go to Amazon, go to any online seller. Or just go right to my webpage, rickrigsby.com, and it will lead you with instructions as to where to purchase it. I'm so honored that people would even consider buying it.
And you got to go see the video. You got to go see the GoCast video. Just look for Rick Rigsby, the lessons from a third grade dropout. It will inspire you and you will pass it to your friends and family members. They will be blessed. Okay, Rick, every interview, I do something. Every interview, I ask my guests, if you were coming to visit Washington, D.C., let's say you and Bobby were having a foray over his house, and you're not far from me. So the last time you were here, he had a birthday party and a cookout. You came and we got a chance to see and talk to each other. You come to DC for some event and I take you to lunch and then we go over to Howard University or American or Georgetown or GW. And we go to a business class, a class of wannabe entrepreneurs say, I want to be successful. I want to be a success. Tell them a few you got us. If you're going to be a success, here's some you got us. You got to do these things if you want to be a success.
Yeah. Number one, you got to determine what you're not willing to compromise on. Let me break that down. Being an entrepreneur is a gift. Don't make it a curse. Think clearly about what you want to desire, what you want to accomplish, and your willingness to commit to it. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich said, Every truly great person has one thing in common. They have a singleness of purpose and a burning desire to accomplish that purpose. Determine now, while you're sitting in the chair at Howard, what is it that you're not willing to compromise? For example, I set out to be the best speaker in the world, but not at the expense of my wife and children.
Yes.
So if there's a choice, I'm choosing family. And you heard Willie mention that. You mentioned that, Willie, earlier that my father taught me. Number two, I think, you gotta commit to doing something great. If you're not committing to doing something great, you're settling.
Right.
Why not change the world as opposed to contributing to the social diatribe of mediocrity?
Yes.
If you're going to put all this time into something, change the world. I coach one of the guys I coach founded a stationary bicycle in the 1970s and sold it to a company that is now Lifecycle. Change the world. If you're going to put all of this capital, all of those resources into something, why settle for mediocrity?
Yes.
You know, we play Alabama every year. I still do a chapel service for Texas A&M.
Okay.
We play Alabama every year. And Coach Nick Saban said something once. It really got my attention. He said, everybody wants to be great, but very few people are willing to pay the price. Great. Number three. You gotta build with a partner.
Why
is that? Because there are very few successful people that I know that have the skill set to truly build something world-changing by themselves. There are some examples, right?
Yeah.
But most people, it's a husband and wife. It's a mentor. It's somebody that's not a slappy. In football, we call them slappies. They're just around you to slap your butt to tell you how great you are. You don't need slappies. You need somebody that's gonna stretch you. From the Steve Jobs book, I realized that he didn't want to create apps, but he put around him people smarter than him. If you're the smartest person in your room, you need a new room.
You need a new group. You need a new group.
Willie, I can't learn anything from people that agree with me.
Right.
But I'm challenged by people who don't agree with me. Build greatness with a partner. Number four, you better get this one. You got to have this mindset. Here it is. Do hard better. Say it again, Rick. Do hard better. Can I talk about it for a minute, Willie?
Come on.
I was blown away by a simple TED Talk. I have a TED Talk. You have a TED Talk.
Yes.
I don't listen to mine. I'm listening to other people.
Right.
I was blown away by Dr. Tim Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E. I would encourage your listeners to look at this TED Talk. It's simply called The Inverse Relationship of Technology. And Dr. Elmore says, if you look at technology, what you're seeing is technology isn't the problem. It's our inability to balance it with humanity, which makes sense, right?
Right.
He says, think about it this way. What are we telling our children? Everything is fast. It's not called Graham. It's called Instagram.
Right.
So the inverse relationship, if it's slow, it must be bad.
Mm.
If we're just pushing buttons to replace labor, if we're not going to the library, looking up in the Dewey Decimals. If we're just pushing buttons, what are we telling our children? That hard is bad.
Right.
You take hard and slow out of the development of Dr. Willie Jolly. Are you tracking what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
As opposed to attacking the root issue. The root issue is that we've created and cultured a society so shallow and superficial, we run from hard.
Right.
You gotta, as a young entrepreneur, settle this right now. Do hard better. Oh, calm down, man. I'm firing my own self.
I'm fired up.
And here's the lesson. God, okay. I got to calm down, Willie. Here's the last thing. I want you to get this, young entrepreneurs. You got to be the kind of entrepreneur your grandmother would hire.
Woo.
I can talk to y'all all day about it, but just give me 30 seconds. Think about the grandparents. Think about our grandparents. They had a genius. You know, talent will cause you to hit a target that everybody sees, but genius will cause you to hit a target that nobody sees but you.
Wow.
And so what did it take?
Take that one more time.
Talent will cause you to hit a target that everybody sees.
Yes.
Genius will cause you to hit a target that nobody sees but you.
Wow.
And if you think about what did it take to push that family to the next generation, to the next generation, just look at the habits of our grandparents, of grandma and grandpa. And I want to highlight three things they did. Yes. They did the basics. Yes. As Willie, as you were mentioning those list of things that my father, those were basic behaviors.
Right.
Basics. What did you say, Chuck Knoll, former head coach, Pittsburgh Steelers? Champions are champions, not because they do extraordinary things, but because they do ordinary things better than anybody else.
That's right.
You don't practice the basics, you'll never be great. Second, grandparents owned it.
Mm.
They didn't complain. They didn't shift blame. They owned it. Great book to reinforce this, Extreme Ownership, How the Navy SEALs Lead and Win, Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. In Navy SEAL life, if it's all about you, somebody dies. Mm. How do you not make it all about you? You don't blame others and you don't make excuses. You own it. The third thing that grandparents did is they had a growth mindset.
Yes.
Psychologist Carol Zweck, Stanford University. We have one of two mindsets, a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. Willie, a person with a fixed mindset goes around all day going, I know, I know, I know, I know. What did you say, Coach Wooden? It's what you learn after you know it all that counts.
Right.
And so I would say, to sum it all up, realize that being an entrepreneur is a gift. Don't make it a curse, right? Yes. And so decide right now what you will not compromise on. You got to decide right now what you will not compromise on. You got to settle this. If you're going to put your life into it, if you're going to make struggles morning, noon, and night, you got to accomplish something that will change the world. Otherwise, you'll settle for mediocrity. Third, you got to build greatness with a partner. Yeah. You would say a mentor. So would I. Fourth, do hard better. You got to do hard better. And fifth, you got to, I would even say you better be the kind of entrepreneur your grandmother would hire.
Wow. That's it. Rick Rigsby, where can they reach you? Where can they reach you to speak? Products, coaching, all the consulting. Tell them where they can reach you.
Email us at connect@rickrigsby.com. Simple. Connect@rickrigsby.com. If you forget that, go to our website, rickrigsby.com.
Folks, you want to do that? It will change your life. There's my dear friend, my brother, Rick Rigsby. Folks, this has been one of those interviews that I wish could go on all day long, but you know you got blessed today by a man who knows what he's talking about and doesn't have anything that he hides. He gives you all he got every single time. He brings his A game every day. Wow. Well, folks, I want to again thank you. I want to thank Dr. Rick Rigsby. I want to thank our friends at Truist Bank. You know, when you start with care, you really do build a different kind of bank. Truist, T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Go to Truist.com and tell them I told you to come. And then I want everybody to go to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com, and make sure that you look at all the different places we have, music and information, inspiration, youth motivation. We got something there for just about everybody. And then join us Monday nights, 9 o'clock on the Willie Jolly and D Jolly Marriage Show, the Jolly Marriage Show on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, A Jolly Marriage on Twitter, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live. And then watch the TED Talk we did together on how to never ever argue again in marriage and share it with everybody you know. We want to save a million marriages and enhance a million marriages. Hey, our time is up. I want to thank you for yours. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great week on purpose. Are you tired of crying and complaining? Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com
bnbookshop.com/shop to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire. williejolly.com/billionaire or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.